ते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुगेदर विल रिसाइट नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10th, Chapter 39, entitled Akrura's Vision, Text 28. Please repeat.
Nivaryama samupetya madhavam kimno karishyan kulavriddha bandhava. मुकुंद संगान निमिषार्ध दुस्त्यजान दैवेन विध्वंसित दीन चेतसाम निवारयामा समुपेत्य माधवम् किं नो करिष्यन् कुलवृद्ध बांधवा मुकुंद संगान निमिषार्ध दुस्त्यजान दैवेन विध्वंसित दीन चेतसाम. निवारयामा समुपेत्य माधवम् किं नो करिष्यन् कुलवेद बांधवा. मुकुंद संगा निषाद दुस्त्यजात् देवेन विध्वंसित दीन चेतसाम. निवारयामा समुपेत्य माधवम् किं नो करिष्यन् कुलवृद्ध बांधवा. मुकुंद संगान निमिषार्ध दुस्त्यजान् देवेन विध्वंसित दीन निवारयामा समुपेत्य माधवम् किं नो करिष्यन् कुलवृद्ध बांधवः. निवृन्द संगा निमिषार्ध दुस्त्यजा देवेन विध्वंसित दीन चेतसा. माताजी निवारयामा समुपेत्य माधवम् किं नो करिष्यन् कुलवृद्ध बांधवा. मुकुंद संगा निमिषार्ध दुस्त्यजात् देवेन विध्वंसित दीन चेतसा.
Nivarayama. Let us stop. Samupetya, going up to him. Madhavam, Krishna. Kim, what? Na, to us. Akarishyan, will do. Kul, of the family. Vridha, the elders. Bandhava, and our relatives. Mukunda Sangat from the association of Lord Mukunda. Nimish of the wink of an eye. Ardha for one half. Dustajal, which is impossible to give up. Daivin by fate. Vidvamshita, separated. Deen, wretched. Chetasam, whose hearts. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: let us directly approach Madhava and stop him from going. What can our family elders and other relatives do to us? Now that fate is separating us from Mukunda, our hearts are already wretched. For we cannot bear to give up his association even for a fraction of a second. Purport: Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes what the gopis thought. Let us go right up to Krishna and pull at his clothes and hands and insist that he gets down from the chariot and stay here with us. We will tell him, don't bring upon yourself the sinful reaction of for murdering so many women. But if we do that, said other gopis, our relatives and the village elders will discover our secret love for Krishna and abandon us. But what can they do to us? Yes, our lives are already wretched now that Krishna is leaving. We have nothing to lose. That's right. We will remain in Vrindavan forest just like presiding goddesses, and then we can fulfill our true desire to stay with Krishna in the forest. Yes, and even if the elders and other relatives punish us by beating us or locking us up, we can still live happily with the knowledge that Krishna is residing in our village. Some of our girlfriends who are not imprisoned will cleverly find a way to bring us the remnants of Krishna's food, and then we can remain alive. But if Krishna is not stopped, we will certainly die.
Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Thapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadhamahiyam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganaragunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Apta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vae Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
I'll read the translation. Let us directly approach Madhava and stop him from going. What can our family elders and other relatives do to us? Now that fate is separating us from Mukunda, our hearts are already wretched. For we cannot bear to give up his association even for a fraction of a second. So, the subject matter of this verse is actually very high. I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I may say something which is beneficial, inspiring and purifying for my own self. So, at this point of time, Krishna and Balaram, they have mounted the chariot. And gopis are seeing that no one is trying to stop. Everyone is actually looks happy around. So they are condemning everyone, including the fate. They said, everything is today working against us. No one is trying to stop. They're calling all the cowherd men as foolish. Said, these people are making all the arrangements for Krishna to go, but they do not know that he may not return back. What will happen then? So they are seeing that the Krishna's friends are not trying to stop, other elders are not trying to stop, his parents are not trying to stop him. So they say, let us therefore, now we have to only go, there is no other recourse. So this verse saying, let us ourselves we go and we will actually tell Krishna to now stop. And Vishwanath Thakur points out that the other gopi said, but we have kept our love for Krishna secret till now. That will be revealed to everyone. They said, if Krishna is gone, then everything else is gone. We have no meaning to our lives. So, what more is there to lose in this world other than Krishna? Right? So, if Krishna stays, and still if we are punished, we will be lesser losers than if Krishna goes away. If Krishna goes away, then everything is lost, they are saying. And they are saying, Kim no Krishyan, if you see the second line of the verse, Kim no Krishyan, Kul Vriddha Bandhava, that what can the family members, what more harm can the family members do to us than if Krishna goes away? Right? Nothing more is intolerable than this one. So, actually, Rupa Goswami has written a verse also, which we will be discussing. he says, the love of the gopis has been celebrated as lust in this world. It has become celebrated by the name lust. And we see that how, right, even in this world, people say, we don't care for family or elders, right? Kim nu Christian, who, how? Or what can anyone do to us? What can the family members, what can the society do to us? Right? We will become shameless in front of everybody. Right? So this is usually shameless people talk like this. So the pure love of the gopis actually has become celebrated, Rupa Goswami says, as lust in this world. But it is very much different from the ordinary mundane lust which is seen in this world. That we will be discussing little ahead. But at this point of time, the anxiety of the gopis is actually at its greatest height. To understand the anxiety of the gopis, we have to actually understand their intense love for Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Krishna telling the gopis, Vrajavasiyat jana mata pita sakhagana sabe hai mora pranasama taramadhe gopigana sakshat mora jivana tumi mora jivanera jivan. So Krishna is telling that all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Vrajavasiyat jana, mata pita sakhagana, or my elders, my friends, sabe hai mor pranasam, they all are my very life and soul. Taramadya gopigan sakshat mora jivan, and among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And among the gopis, Krishna is telling to Srimati Radharani that you are the very life of my life. Tumi mora jivan era jivan. So, the life of their life is actually departing now. So it's their anxiety is at this point of time is unbearable. It is at its peak. They are saying in this verse, Mukunda Sangha Nimishard Dustajad, that we cannot even bear separation from Krishna for Nimish Ardh. Nimish is the wink of eye, the blink of the eye. Ardh means even for the half the duration of that. It takes a fraction of a second for the eye to blink. And Ardh means even half of that. So we cannot bear separation from Krishna even for half the fraction of a second. So if we similar statement Sridhara Mahaprabhu has said in Shikshashtakam in the same mood, Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravarshaitam Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. Again the same word Nimish is used, Yugaitam Nimishena, that one moment, a fraction of a second in separation from Krishna seems like a yuga. Right? So if we just try to logically understand this statement, right? Fraction of a second, even if before you express that you are feeling separation, the fraction of a second pass away. Right? How can someone not tolerate seeing Krishna or hearing about him for a fraction of a second? Before you express, the fraction of a second is gone. Right? So logically, actually, it is not possible to understand. We cannot comprehend this statement logically because we have actually no idea of the nature of their love. No idea of the nature of the loves of inhabitants of Vrindavan, and especially among them the gopis of Vrindavan. Right? At our level, we don't mind seeing or hearing Krishna for a few hours. Right? Even few days may pass. Even I'm speaking for myself. Even before coming to Krishna consciousness, we have passed so many years in oblivious of Krishna. Right? And we don't feel that there has been much loss. Right? Feel we had great time. So for us, to understand that half a fraction of a second, Nimishard Dustajad, how can someone have that kind of feeling that for a fraction of a second one cannot bear separation from Krishna? So in order to get some understanding, we need to understand what is the super excellent nature of the of their love actually. So again, it is a very high subject matter, but I'll just try to make an attempt by quoting the words from of our previous acharya, especially Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami from Chaitanya Charitamrita. He describes what is the difference between the lust in this material world and the pure love, and what is the nature of the pure love of the residents of Vrindavan. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami begins differentiating between the material lust and the pure love by quoting the verse by Rupa Goswami. Premeva gopa ramanam kamiti agamat pratham iti uddhavadyo appetam vanchanti bhagavat priyaha. Says that pure love of the gopis has become celebrated by the name lust. However, the dear devotees of the Lord, headed by Sri Uddhava, desire to taste that love. So in the material world, everything is actually topsy-turvy. What is pure love is thought to be lust, and what is lust is sung as great love. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Prayan alpa yushu sabhya, kalo asmin yuge juna, mand sumand matyo. And Prabhupada in one of the lectures says, sumand matyo means obnoxious opinion. Obnoxious opinion. So, people in this age of Kali Yuga have obnoxious opinion. They have a perverted understanding of everything. So what is actually pure love, they understand it to be lust, and what is material lust, they glorify it as pure love. Right? This is the reverse conception of life, or the sumanda matayo, obnoxious opinion. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, there is a huge difference between lust and love. Kaam prema dohakar vibhinna lakshan, loho arahema yaiche sarupe vilakshan. So love and lust have different characteristics, just as iron and gold have completely different properties. So this analogy is demonstrating that the difference between lust and love is not small or subtle, that it cannot be detected. There is a vast difference, just like iron and gold. So any person with small intelligence can differentiate what is iron and what is gold. So difference is huge. So he's saying there is a huge difference between the two. After saying this, he gives a very second definition of love and lust. He says the desire to gratify one's own senses is lust, and the desire to please the senses of Krishna is love. Atmendriya priti vancha tare bali kam, Krishnendriya priti icha dhare prema nam. So when there is desire to satisfy one's own self, that is lust. Atmendriya priti vancha, that is known as lust. However, when there is a desire to serve and please Krishna, that is love. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he would analyze any philosophy, any religion, any practice from this point of view. He would say, what is the motivation of a person in practicing any path? Right? Or in any of his apparent devotional activity, what is his motivation? Is there a motivation to satisfy his own senses, or is there a motivation to serve Krishna? Right? Describe that at the age of 6 years, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had memorized entire Bhagavad Gita. And his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he started training him in printing and proofreading of the books. So while the other, at the age of 6, while the other children were learning how to hold a pencil in their hand, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was being trained in printing and proofreading of the books. And later he would say that I have been trained in proofreading by my father. I proofread books. I proofread men. I proofread this whole world. He would say that I can detect that what is the motivation of a person. Is the motivation service to Krishna, or is it his personal selfish desire? So he was like a transcendental proofreader who could detect any trace of selfishness or any trace of lust in a person's practice of devotional service or any path of religion in general. So pure love means desire to please Krishna. That is the definition being given here. And that desire actually manifests in practical action. In order to serve and please the object of one's love, it requires great sacrifice. If there is no practical service and sacrifice, then love is simply theoretical. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami describes Loka dharma veda dharma deha dharma karma Lajja dharyas deha sukha atma sukha marma Dustaja aryapatha nija parijana Sojane karay yat tadana bhratsana Sarvatyaga kari kare krishne rabhajana Krishna sukha hetu kare prema sevana.
He says there are so many dharmas, loka dharma, veda dharma, deha dharma, karma. So there are so many duties to be performed in this world, but service to Krishna, offering love to Krishna is the highest dharma. And in order to fulfill that supreme dharma, one should be ready to sacrifice, if required, all the lower dharmas. So he says, Sarvatyag kari kare Krishna ra bhajan. So the gopis, they have given up all the other so-called dharmas or all the other lower forms of dharma to actually engage in the highest dharma, which is love for Krishna. So their love is not simply theoretical. They have given up, which is very difficult to give up, dustyaj. Dustyaj aryapath nij parijan. They have given up the path of aryapath, the path of chastity. They given up their family members who are very dear to oneself. So in this way, their love is not simply a lip service, but it has practical sacrifice. They are making practical sacrifice for Krishna. And therefore, he says that this is actually firm attachment to Krishna. Krishna sukha hetu kare prema sevan. Only for the satisfaction of Krishna they are rendering loving service to Krishna, sacrificing everything else. And this is known as firm attachment to Krishna. Iha ke kahi e Krishna dida drida anurag swachanda dhaute vastre yaise nahi kaun daag. So this is firm attachment to Krishna. This kind of love is pure, just like there is a pure white cloth without any spots. Spotlessly clean white cloth. And then he gives another analogy to distinguish between the lust and the love. First he said they are very different, just like iron and the gold. He says, Hatha eva kama preme bahuta antar. There is a vast difference between the two. Kama andhatama prema nirmala bhaskar. The lust is like dense darkness and pure love is like the bright sun. So therefore they are very different. So anyone who is intelligent should be able to distinguish between these two. It is self-evident. Kam andhatama prema nirmala bhaskar. So the love of the gopis is like the bright sun. It has no trace of lust. They renounce everything for Krishna and they have pure attachment to Krishna only for the sake of giving pleasure to Krishna. And then Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami describes that there is another wonderful feature of the nature of pure love. And he says that its power is beyond the comprehension of one's intelligence. So in their relationship with Krishna, they are not looking for any kind of joy and happiness. Now how can anyone perform anything or enter into any relationship without having any expectation of any kind of joy or happiness? Even we take to spiritual life expecting that we'll get some spiritual happiness, spiritual joy. But Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, they have no expectation of any kind of happiness. Absolutely. So therefore, he's saying that it's beyond the power of comprehension. As we said that we desire, in a spiritual life, we desire that there will be some ecstasy,
right? Ecstatic movements, some joy, some happiness, and is there anything wrong in that? There is actually nothing wrong, right? But the gopis, they do not even desire that. Their desire to serve and please Krishna is actually so overwhelming that there is no space for any personal desire. And he says, although they do not desire any joy or personal happiness, still their joy increases every moment. And it is a great contradiction. So I see only one solution to this contradiction, that the joy of the gopis lie in the joy of their beloved Krishna. So when they have no desire to become joyful or become happy to serve Krishna, but when they see that Krishna has become happy by their service, they automatically become happy. So people actually have realized this principle even in this material world. There is a saying by the learned people, if you want to get happiness, give it to others. But we say give it to Krishna. Because yatha taror mool nishechane natrpyanti tat skand bujo pashakha. Krishna is the root of all the living entities. So if we actually try to give pleasure and happiness to Krishna, then everyone else becomes happy in this world. And then he further described that there is another very special characteristic of pure love, which is very wonderful. Although there is no desire for personal happiness or joy, and still their joy is increasing by seeing that Krishna is joyful, but they condemn their joy when it interferes with their service to Krishna. So they don't want joy, but they are becoming joyful. But when it interferes with their service to Krishna, they condemn that happiness. And the example is given of Daruka, that Daruka was fanning Krishna, and by seeing Krishna he felt great ecstatic love for him. So tears came into his eyes and he could not see Krishna because he was fanning Krishna, so it interfered with his service of fanning Krishna. So then he actually condemned those feelings of ecstasy, those feelings of joy which he was feeling, because actually it was interfering with this service to the Lord. Right? We also see sometimes there is some nice festivities going on, some ecstasy going on in the temple hall here, but we have some service downstairs somewhere. Right? Some crowd controls, some thankless service to be done. Right? And we are hankering that when we can go and have those ecstatic moments. Right? But and actually there is nothing wrong in that. But the nature of the pure love is that one is simply satisfied by rendering service to Krishna. And one doesn't want his personal ecstasy if it is interfering one's service to the Lord. So that is the nature of pure love. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami describes that the devotee does not want even four kinds of personal liberation, which is going back home, back to Godhead, right, to the abode of the Lord, in exchange for his service. So with a beautiful verse he summarizes the nature of the pure love of the residents of Vrindavan. Kama gandhahina sobhavika gopi prema nirmala ujvala shuddha yena dagdahema. His kama gandhahina sobhavika gopi prema, their natural love for Krishna is absolutely devoid of any scent. There is no scent of kam or personal desire. It is nirmal, ujjwal and shuddh. Right? It's nirmal like a white cloth. Right? It is ujjwal like a bright sun. And it is completely pure like a molten gold. Even they get joy, they condemn it if it interfere with their service. So these three characteristics are described. Kama gandhahina sobhavika gopi prema nirmala ujvala shuddha yena dagdahema. So it is this love for Krishna that makes them say, Mukunda Sangan Nimishardha Dustejad, that we cannot bear separation from Lord Mukunda even for half a fraction of a second. So there is another beautiful verse which describes their attachment to Krishna. Krishna mora jivana, Krishna mora pranadana, Krishna mora prane raparana, Ridaya upare dharu, seva kari sukhi karu, ei mora sada rahe dhyana. Krishna is my life and soul, Krishna mora jivan, Krishna mora pranadhan, Krishna is the treasure of my life, Krishna mora prane raparan, Krishna is the very life of my life. I therefore keep him always in my heart and try to please him by rendering service. This is my constant meditation. So at this point of time, Akrurji is taking away the very life of their life. So is there any fault on part of Akrurji? Actually, he is carrying out the mission of the Lord. It's Krishna who wants to now go to Mathura. Okay? He has come to execute the mission of the Lord. But as Gaur Gaur Prabhu said yesterday, he hurted the sentiments of the gopis. He hurted the hearts of the gopis. You may say, now service has to be done. If people's hearts are hurt, what can be done? Right? What can we do about that? Right? It's Krishna's, his service has to be done. So although service is given by Krishna, Akrurji made one mistake. He was not sensitive enough to carry out that service. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says he should actually, he's taking away their most precious, who is the life of their life. He should have consoled them. He didn't give any words of consolation to the gopi, that I will be bringing him soon, don't worry, right, etc. He didn't say, he took up their most precious object without saying a single word of consolation. And so that was the insensitive on part of Akrurji. So Krishna, so this may be there, the service is there, we all have been given service and we have to do the service, but it is our duty to be sensitive in that service. We cannot harm the sentiments of other devotees in the name of carrying out the service. Right? We'll have to bear the reaction for that. So the sensitivity in the service has to be there. It is described in Chandra Charitamrita that Kashishwar, who was the servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with Govinda, Kashishwar had the service of keeping everyone away from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was going to take darshan of Jagannath, because people would try to come and touch Lord's feet and touch his body. So he had a service, very thankless service of keeping everyone away from Mahaprabhu, right? The goal of life is to go near him, but he had the service of keeping everyone away from Mahaprabhu. And His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was describing that he would do it very sensitively, very gently, but very firmly. He was very firm, but at the same time he was very gentle. He would not hurt anyone's sentiments. So this sensitivity in the service is our responsibility, that in carrying out the service we do not hurt anyone's sentiments or anyone's heart. So Akrurji made this mistake and later therefore he got involved in the Shyamantak jewel controversy, right, because he actually hurt it. So this is the nature of the pure love of the gopis, that it is so high, it is so great, that they feel half a moment of separation from Krishna to be unbearable. So it's very difficult to comprehend. Right? So therefore, Krishna actually wanted to demonstrate this kind of love, the greatness of their love to the whole world. And therefore he sent Uddhavji to Vrindavan. So it's described that
Krishna sent Uddhav ji because Uddhav ji was a very learned person. His opinion was very much respected. If Krishna himself glorify the lovers or gopis, then people will say, oh, you are anyway emotionally attached to them. Right? A lover will anyway glorify his beloved. But Uddhav ji, so he sent Uddhav ji, who is very respectable, who is a learned, who is a disciple of the learned Brihaspati. So his opinion has a great weight, and he is not the party involved also, he is a neutral person. So he was sent to Vrindavan to witness this great love of the gopis. And when he comes and see their intense love for Krishna, Uddhav ji says, Oho yuyam smapunartha bhavatyo loka pujitaha vasudeve bhagavati yasam ityarpitam manaha. She says, Oho yuyam smapunartha. She says, indeed you all are successful in your life. Purnartha, you have achieved the fulfillment of all of your desires. Purnartha. And bhavatyo loka pujita, you all are to be worshipped by everyone in the three worlds. Why? Because vasudeve bhagavati yasam mityarpitam mana. Because you have offered your mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Right? Vasudeva Bhagavati Yasam Iti Arpitam Mana. The meaning of this is actually that your mind is naturally offered at the lotus feet of Krishna. When we try to engage our mind in Krishna, we have to struggle very hard. Right? We have to pull it from the source of sense gratification and engage in Krishna. And there is a struggle. But he is saying, your mind is naturally offered at the lotus feet of Krishna. Vasudeva Bhagavati Yasam Iti Arpitam Mana. Therefore, you have achieved the fulfillment of all of your desires. Right? And you are worshipable by all. And then he says another beautiful verse. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhavati Bheranuttama Bhakti Pravartita Dishtya Muninamapi Sudurlaba. He says, by your great fortune, you have established an unexcelled standard of pure devotion for the Lord. Uttam Shloka. A standard even the great sages can hardly attain. Right? So Uddhav ji is saying that Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhavati Bhir Anuttama Bhakti Pravirtata Dishtya. You have established this standard of love. It did not exist before. You have demonstrated this highest standard of pure love for Krishna. And he says, it is your good fortune that you have demonstrated this standard of love, which even the great sages, Muninam Api Sudurlaba, even the great sages can hardly attain. He says, it is not just your good fortune, but it is my good fortune that now I am able to witness this standard of pure love which you have for Krishna. It is not just your good fortune and my good fortune. Indeed, it is the good fortune of the whole world that you have now demonstrated the standard of pure love. So their love is like the bright sun, which is actually bringing about the good fortune of the whole world. Therefore, Uddhav ji, seeing their great love, in great ecstasy, he recites that beautiful verse. Asamaho charanare nujushamaham syam vrindavane kimapi gulmalatau shadinam yodustajam sojanamaryapatham chahitva Vejur Mukunda Padavim Shruti Bhir Vimegyan. Said, Asa Maho Charanarenu Jushamaham Syam. Oh, let me be devoted to the dust of your lotus feet. Charanarenu Jushamaham Syam. Let me be completely devoted to the dust of your lotus feet by becoming a
creeper or a herb in Vrindavan. Vrindavane kimapi gulmalat aushadhi naam. Because you have given up your dustajan swajanamare patham chahitva. You have given up the association of your friends, relatives, husbands, which is very difficult to give up. And you have taken complete shelter of Lord Mukunda for his satisfaction alone. So it is this great love, this pure love of the gopis which is being demonstrated in this particular verse. Their love, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, is so exalted that even Krishna cannot comprehend fully the nature of their love. Right? Even he cannot fully comprehend. Therefore, he descends in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand Sri Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kidrisho Vana Eva. What is this exalted nature of the love of the best among the gopis, Srimati Radharani? Sri Radhaya Pranay Mahima. What is the greatness of their love? It even amazes Krishna. So therefore, Krishna descends to understand that love and to taste that love. Krishna descends in the with the mood and complexion of the best of the gopis, and he actually tastes, relishes that love for Krishna himself. As we are singing this beautiful bhajan, Sachitva Ashtakam, Nija Bhakti Karam Priya Charutaram. So the Lord, he descends along with the associates, he chants, dance, and this way he tastes this great love, the most exalted love of the residents of Vrindavan for Krishna. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, Achaitanyam idam vishvam chaitanyam yadi ishwaram. He says, without the descent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this world is lifeless. The descent of Mahaprabhu is bringing life to this world. As we said, that kurute surasam jagata jivanam. Actually, this world is dull, inert, tasteless. But by the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his coming, chanting, dancing, and performing his pastime, he is adding the life, the sweet flavor to the life in this world. So therefore, we pray at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we may also give up our selfish desires and follow in the footsteps of residents of Vrindavan to serve and please Krishna for his satisfaction. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Kindly forgive me, I spoke a lot beyond my realization. Hare Krishna. Jaya Granthara Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jaya. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Nitai Gaur Premanande.